Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Shane Waldron has glowing comments about Caleb Williams, as it's kind of started being the norm around Caleb. We're going to look a little bit at those comments, and we're going to ask the question, are the Chicago Bears as a team ready to take the next step? What is that next step? Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. And Keenan Allen has also maybe switched up his stance on signing a long-term extension with the Chicago Bears. We're going to get to all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Terry Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform that we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. So, Shane Waldron is the latest person to have really, really glowing comments about Caleb Williams, and it's becoming the norm. Now, again, I know some people, especially pessimistic Bears fans, are asking themselves, well, is this just what they're supposed to be saying right now? But I think it's the words when you just really hear him. And so Shane Waldron really going over it, and I'm going to go ahead and play his comments here.
Shane, what have you learned about Caleb over the past 6 to 8 weeks?
I think, confirming a lot of the things that we had gathered during the draft process, his competitive nature, his willingness to learn, his desire to know the why on everything that's happening so that he's not just out there, robotic, trying to just run a play. He's out there really learning it, really understanding it. Knowing there's a long way to go in terms of, going from one offense to another, but not skipping any of the steps and knowing in order to achieve greatness, he has to put in a lot of hard work, and he's really backed that up with what he's demonstrated so far in the time we've been around him.
This is not the first time that we've heard about Caleb Williams asking the right questions, wanting to be kind of overprepared in a sense. And the thing that Caleb Williams is going to hopefully bring to this team is just the fact of quarterback. It's being a better quarterback than what we've had after Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields. And that's not to say that Justin Fields, he was a great athlete, things like that. And I still think there's some development there to be done that Justin Fields can do. But Caleb Williams and what he's theoretically bringing to the Chicago Bears team is the quarterback portion of it. While it's Justin Fields, Mitch Trubisky had to, they failed at kind of learning how to be a quarterback and lead a team. Caleb Williams is coming in and seemingly having kind of a lot of those things already. They're ready to go. So listen, Caleb Williams just wanting to absorb the most information possible. We already heard that he's the first in at practice, last to leave, right? This is the big thing of when it comes down to Caleb Williams. This is what you want to hear about Caleb Williams at this stage. Yes, he still needs to bring it, but hearing DJ Moore, hearing DeAndre Swift, hearing Matt Eberflus, hearing now Shane Waldron, hearing just Kevin Warren coming down and talking about him as well, like just hearing all these things that we've heard about. And you also hear that he's also going to be working out with Allen Richardson and some other quarterbacks here between now and training camp opening. Caleb Williams is trying to do everything in his ability to make sure not only does he understand the Chicago Bears playbook, but he's at a position of being able to be a quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And that is what it seems like this team has set him up to do, is put him in the best situation to quarterback the team. Yeah, he has some ability to make some plays with his leg. He extends plays with his leg, but he's really looking to make that big-time play down the field. And so because of that, hearing that he is at this place already in his development where he's performing like this, really like that, just impressing. And that's all you can do at this time. And so hearing these words from Shane Waldron on top of what we talked about yesterday, it's really good and glowing almost to hear that he is just in that position that we want him to see. And so, listen, a lot of the hopes for Bears fans, we talked about it, right? It comes down to Caleb Williams. The fact that he wants to know the why. The fact that, he wants to understand and have the full playbook. Hell, the fact that the Bears have turned over the full playbook to him and aren't limiting anything for him. That's what it comes down to. And so whereas like a Justin Fields may highlight real plays with his legs, Caleb Williams are trying to get, he's going to be somebody that you expect to make highlight real plays with his arm. And so that's what it is. And so, looking at even when Shane Waldron was asked about the Houston Texans and the offense and things like that, he said this: we can be the best version of the 2024 Bears. Not trying to compare it. I get it why those CJ Stroud comparisons are there, but let's be clear. That is not that he was the exception to the rule. And you don't have to be a great quarterback to have a rookie season like CJ Stroud did. But Caleb Williams is at least getting to the place where it seems like he's going to be there a lot as well and be right there. So let's hope that this all comes and actually shows up to something on the football field. It would be such the Chicago Bears thing to do is to hear all this, right? All this positivity, and we end up having a Chicago Bears type season. That's not what we want, right? But it raises the question of how ready for prime time is this offense going to be? And ultimately, are the Bears ready to make that next step? I presented a question not too long ago. Are the Bears still a rebuilding team? And by rebuilding, I mean still building from the ground. Like there's every team is always in a constant state of building. But at some point, you have to make the switch, even while you're still adding and improving and developing your team, that you're not rebuilding anymore. And now you have goals to actually accomplish something. And that's what the question that we're going to be that the Bears are going to try to answer on the football field this year. Are they ready to make that next step in the phase of the development of this team of getting us to be eventually Super Bowl contender? And that is first having the expectation for postseason play. Are the Bears ready to make that next step? We don't know for sure yet. It seems like a lot of things are going that way. When you look at the defense, especially them keep talking about a top five type defense, if we have that, yeah, right? And then you also look at the fact that the offense, all the talent that we have on that offensive side of the ball, that's a big thing as well. So you just want to see that continued development and growth from the Chicago Bears team. And so this may be the season where the Bears are ready to make that next step go to the next phase of it. That's no longer rebuilding. That does not, and so often people hear the term rebuilding and think that that means that we're saying that we're done adding to the team or done developing or done still needing pieces, building blocks. No, by rebuilding, it means that you're no longer just in the development phase. And we can't answer that for sure yet. I know some Bears fans think they have the answers, and right? But I think ultimately the Bears have to show about what they do on the field this year. And if they do, if this is a team that gets to 9, 10, 11 wins, then yeah, you're moving on from your next phase in your development process. You're no longer a rebuilding team. You're at that point a team that is still developing, but has aspirations that is winning football games. And so that it is. You don't expect a rebuilding team to win a whole lot of football games. That's why I have a different label on that personally. So you got to ask yourself, is this team coming together enough? And we don't have it yet. Maybe we'll start seeing it in preseason. Maybe we'll start seeing it elsewhere, right? But are they ready to make the next step? And even Shane Waldron in talking about like the number of reps that like, Allen Richardson and those guys got, like saying this, that's Matt Eberflus said that. You look at last year's reps, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, they all got between 45 and 65 game reps in preseason. So it seems like we may see a lot more of Caleb Williams than what I even expected coming into the preseason. And so the Bears really want to see what they have here. And I think they want to get as many snaps without risking injury, which in football, you're risking injury every time, to see what Caleb Williams can bring. And that's just what it comes down to, man. I think that this team is a team that we're going to be looking at by the end of the season saying that they are ready to make that next step. They are ready to get to the point of now it's about winning football games and doing everything that it takes, rebuilding no more. But I'm not ready to say that before I see them play, right? I'm not ready to crown that before I see them play. We're in an extremely competitive division in the NFC North. On top of that, we do have a lot of turnover on that offensive side of the ball, both in coaching staff and in personnel. So to have it, but the talent that we have here is legit. This is probably, and I've said this many times and other people have said it as well, this is one of, if not the most talented offenses that we've ever had for the Chicago Bears. And so the expectations are by the end of the season. I've given it, right? We got a bye week in week 7. I want by that point in time for our offense to be a smooth operating, well-oiled machine. And if we're not by then, it doesn't mean that you still can't be by the end of the season, but that's just kind of my own personal barrier in my mind that I've put it in. And so that's going to be telling this defense, and maybe I'm giving them a little too much credit, maybe I'm putting too much pressure on it, but I believe that this defense is going to be good enough. This is going to be a player-caliber defense. And we got playoff-caliber talent on the offensive side of the ball. I just got to see how it's all going to come together. and how much of the rookie hurdles and things does Caleb Williams learn from. But overall, hearing what we've heard from Shane Waldron, and it's just being another step in that development for Caleb Williams, or another person who's riding that train of Caleb Williams. The excitement is getting there. We are not too long away from preseason football. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just excited to see my team take the football field. But with that said, we got some off-the-field football things to talk about as well on today's episode. Keenan Allen has actually changed his representation. He switched agents. He's moving on from Joby Brandon in Vanguard Sports, where his agent's there. He's now moving over to Clutch Sports as well. And Keenan Allen, who just a week or so ago talked about, the market has changed. What is that? It's up in air for the Chicago Bears. And I don't know if it's because of new representation. I don't know if it's because I'm looking at the market. Or maybe Keenan Allen is starting to recognize his own mortality as far as he's getting towards the end of his football career, even though he's still a highly productive player, so you don't want to take that away from him. But it does seem that he's realizing, hey, maybe staying here with the Bears long-term rather than going to another different situation, or maybe in being here in training camp, this is not reporting, this is me speculating, is that maybe he sees something here in the Chicago Bears and figures that he can fill in. Now, it's going to be a tall order. There's a lot of things that the Chicago Bears have to look at before I think they even get to determining whether they are going to extend the veteran in Keenan Allen. First up is DJ Moore. While DJ Moore has a 1 year left on his deal.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features. Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed, and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
After this season in 2025, it does seem like they want to try to extend him immediately, that he is somebody that they want to try to extend. Right now, the Chicago Bears are slated to have $58.8 million in available cap space next season. Now, even if we sign DJ Moore to a contract extension, that's not going to affect that cap number because he's already on the books for 2025. But then when you look at the other players, TJ Edwards is probably going to need a new contract by then. Tevin Jenkins, we need to decide what we're going to do with Tevin Jenkins. And then you got potentially the young players in Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon as well, who may need to get a deal done before Keenan Allen does. You would like to think that it comes down to production, of course, right? Whatever his production is here with the Bears, how productive is he playing with Caleb Williams is going to be a big part of that, I think. But overall, even if Keenan Allen does want to stay here with the Chicago Bears, there's a lot that he has to prove on the football field. Chemistry with Caleb Williams, I think we have to have a certain level of success. But also, don't overlook the Rome Odunze part of it. With having Rome Odunze there, a young wideout who could be a number one, theoretically, you hope for, right, is that it may be a luxury to have Keenan Allen for this season, and it could just be something that helps curb that learning curve for Rome Odunze to where he's able to kind of just focus on taking advantage of matchups. So I'm glad to hear that Keenan Allen is more open to signing a contract extension with the Chicago Bears. I'm glad to hear that that may have changed for whatever reason that is. But even with that said, even if he wants to sign one, it still has to be, what do we always talk about when it comes down to Ryan Poles? The value and the production. And he's going to have to see a reason why the production that Keenan Allen has is a reason to cut into some of that cap space that the Chicago Bears would having $58 million slated right now in cap space. And you have a guy in Rome Odunze who probably by the end of the season is going to be ready to step up into your spot. So it really comes down to a lot of those things. But like I said, TJ Edwards, the way he's played last season, no reason to believe he's not going to get a contract extension. We know how they feel about DJ Moore. Tevin, it's more up and down, right? I do think there is a complete possibility that Tevin Jenkins is maybe playing his last season for the Chicago Bears, right? And then you look at Jaquan, you look at Kyler Gordon, who also could get contract extension. So there's a lot to be said there, man. But hey, we'll see. We'll see. We know that Ryan Poles looks forward. He looks ahead. And, you know, next offseason, there are a lot of guys that I do think that if we have the success that we hope that we're going to have, that are going to be prioritized in getting contract extensions before Keenan Allen. But we'll see. Ultimately, though, let me turn that over to you guys. How do you guys feel about Keenan Allen and the chances of him re-signing here with the Chicago Bears? Do you, like me, think, hey, got to come down to how do you stay healthy? How well do you perform with Caleb Williams with the wide receiver core? Or do you think that, also like me, that you got to take care of those other guys in positions of need first? Because, listen, DJ Moore, position of need. TJ Edwards, the way that he played last year, position of need. And then Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon next offseason as well, especially if they play like we think this secondary is going to play, could be up for an extension. So it's going to be a balancing act by the Chicago Bears, but I think that those players are all kind of before it comes down to Keenan Allen as it stands right now. Maybe that changes over the course of the season once we see how Keenan Allen performs with this team. But let me know what you guys think on all that down below, as always. But with that said, there is something else that I want to talk about, and that's we talk a lot about the expectations that Caleb Williams has for himself. We talk a lot about that. The expectations around the franchise, right? The expectations that fans have, the expectations that Ryan Poles have, that the coaching staff has. But there's another rookie on this that has tons of expectations for himself, and that's Rome Odunze. And he was talking about his own expectations and things like that and goals that he has set for himself in this season, and he has lofty goals. When you look at Caleb Williams, he says to this, I went to school with Puka Nacua. So I absolutely chasing that. When you look at it, that's when you look at what Odunze had last year in 2023-24, the fact that he had 13 touchdowns for Washington, Rome Odunze is trying to bring all of that to the Chicago Bears next season. And I don't know how much opportunities he's going to have when it comes down to it, only because of what and who and how this roster shaped up, right? He's going to get opportunity. He's going to get a lot of targets. But when you have three wide receivers, the nature that the Chicago Bears do, you know, I know they said that the race to 1,000 yards as a competition inside that wide receiver room, and that's going to be fun to watch, right? But if you can have that, and when you look at Puka and the rookie season that he had last year, all 17 games played, he had 105 receptions, for 1,486 yards, fourth in the NFL, and six touchdowns. So when you hear something from like Rome saying that he wants to bring that to the Chicago Bears, that's huge, lofty goals. And there's no reason to believe that he's not going to do everything that he can to achieve it. What we have here is the fact that we even have a quarterback with the expectations, a wide receiver room that is going to help him live up and has their own expectations. Again, this just goes back to what I said earlier. This has, when you look at all this comes down to, we have the most talent that we've ever had in an offense. And I'm excited to see it all come to fruition. I'm excited to see how it all plays out. I know a lot of my Bears fans, compadres, are too, and it's going to be fun to watch. But with that said, we also got to get a little bit into the mailbag because it's been getting in, and Darius has been calling a lot. I don't know, like somebody go find Darius a hobby because he's been calling a lot. We're going to go ahead and play this voicemail from Darius now.
What's going on, guys? Darius from Dallas here. Y'all been talking a lot about Nate Davis recently, so I just want to call in and kind of get my thoughts on him. The human element of it, your heart goes out to somebody who loses their mother. Lord knows I don't know what I would do. I almost lost my mother a couple years ago, and I just about had a heart attack. Still kind of traumatized from it, to be honest, so I get it. At the same time, and I remember that going through that process with my mother, she's in ICU, I still had to take my butt to work every day. My job did not give a damn. They didn't have bereavement or nothing like that. So it's kind of hard because like myself, and I'm sure, you know, everyday people listening to this episode, man, if we have stuff like that happen to us, man, we still got to go to work. We might get a couple days off, maybe a week, but we ain't getting no 2-3 weeks, let alone a month or missing half the year. It's kind of hard for everyday people to relate to that, to be honest, because we got to go back to work, you know, and as fans, we're sitting here looking at it like, dude, you got a 3-year deal, man. Now the bright side of it is this, only 2 years of that contract are guaranteed, 3 years, $30 million, $19,250,000 guaranteed. All right. So that's basically getting that last year and this year guaranteed. And if he don't ball out this year, we can let his ass go next year with, and then it's not even counting against the salary cap. So he better get it together. I do like the idea that we do have replacements already. Ryan Bates already played the position, pretty good at it. Coleman Sheldon, like, he gonna give us some solid center production. But I still hate the fact that, man, we're giving this guy $10 million, a backup guard. That doesn't make sense. And then we can't trade him, because who's gonna want to trade for a $10 million a year guard that don't fucking practice, that doesn't play? I mean, at some point, dude, it's like, you just got to be a man and man up. As a man, particularly a black man, you know, we're gonna have shit that happens in our life that we can't sit and sulk about. We got to fucking pick our fucking selves up and put your damn boots on and go to work, buddy, and just heal through it as you go, you know? And, you know, I'm sympathetic towards it to an extent, but, you know, you got to get on the ball, and this is really a make-or-break year for Nate Davis. This can really define the rest of his career, so I really feel like at some point he's going to get back into the groove, and I don't know if he'll solidify his job or not, but this is like a contract year for him. This is the last year of his guaranteed money, so... let me know what y'all think about that, man. Text us up there now.
And I agree with everything that you said as far as the human element of it when it comes down to Nate Davis. I never want to take away from the human element of what's happening here. Like I said, I lose my mama, I'm down and out for a while. You ain't even got to worry about it. We ain't got to talk about it. I'm going to be out for a minute. But when it comes to it as well, like, Nate Davis still does have a job to do. And it's unfortunate, but when you're paying $10 million for a guard, and you aren't getting the production that you hope for, it you have to start looking at some other things. And I'm not here to say that maybe they don't look to trade him or whatever. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with Nate Davis. It can go, hopefully, in the way that he performs and plays best. And we're not even talking about it. If Nate Davis is on the football field performing well, and that would be the best case scenario, because then at that point, we're not thinking about all this. We're just focused on the fact that he's performing, he's out there, we're good. But if he does not play, can't get on the football field, or if he plays bad again, like I said, we got tons of question marks on people who are they even going to be here next year? Tevin being one of them. Nate Davis being another one. Braxton Jones, who may not be a starter next year if he doesn't, you know, perform and develop some more for the Chicago Bears and stop the penalties. We still have tons of questions on that offensive line. I do think, though, that we have, you know, hopefully that we don't just have to worry about that, man. That's ultimately what I hope for, is that we don't have to worry about it. So I agree with you. This is really a make or break year for Nate Davis in a lot of ways. And that's all up and down that offensive line. And let's hope that it works out. That's the thing. I hope that ultimately, regardless of anything else, that it works out and we're not even talking about it. That's my hope. You guys can let me know what you guys think down below. But that's my time for today, guys. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearsCentral@gmail.com. And then lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.